Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so is it? It's too hot.
Obs.
Oh, hang on.
That's a given.
Hang on. Hang on.
What press?
Hello.
Nope.
Hello.
Nope.
Why is it distorting? It's so hot. Is it distorting for you, dear viewer? Because it is distorting in my ears, like nobody's business. It's not distorting for you.
Okay, well, that's the important thing.
That's not the important thing.
What?
We're the important thing.
I can put up with all kinds, you know that.
Why would it be doing that? Hang on. Why? It's distorting really badly in our ears, and I can't think why, unless...
Oh,
hello? That's made it worse.
Again?
Hello? There's the echo. Oh, I heard you burp. We heard you burp.
It wasn't burp, it was a throat gurgle.
We heard you burp. Now, I haven't touched anything. Oh, hang on. Hello? That's worse. Hello?
Apparently I'm very quiet. That's classic.
Okay, well, why is it... Shut up, Paddy. It's nothing to do with you.
Oh.
Why is it doing that? Jesus, what a hot... I've only got back today. Haven't changed anything. And yet... That sounds awful. And it doesn't,
I reckon the cats have been at this.
It doesn't sound... Cats might need sorting. Does she or not? If she doesn't, you need timing out. It's out of sync.
No distortion.
Blank's got no picture. That's nothing to do with us.
I mean...
We're both very quiet. I wonder... Let me just check this. Works. It's out of sync. What? I know why it's out of sync. I can make it go back in sync. So we're going through that.
This is very respectful for the viewer.
Now we're back in sync. No sound on the close-ups. Ah ha!
Ah, it's this.
It's this. And now what's happened here?
What's that?
Oh, that's the one we're on. The sync is fixed. Oh, keep looking for Bond. Bond is out there, by the way. You're also broadcasting at minus 30 dB. What does that even mean? Oh, I know what it is.
Everyone get ready for the change.
How do I get... I've got... there it is. I did something with this. Here we go. Hello. Is that better? That's not better. It's better for you... Flippin' heck, man. Hello. Kathy's really quiet.
Well, am I, though? Yes.
Shh.
1, 2, 1, 2. Z.
It's, do you know what? It's so hot. I'm
too
tempted
hot.
Just to wang this off.
No.
Well, tonight's show is going to be me fixing this. Everything... I don't know what that does. Everything is exactly the same for both of us.
Hmm.
Now that's echo. Hello. Does that... No. I haven't touched anything yet. It is possible that the cats have... Bond is here. Keep looking for Bond. It is possible the cats have walked on this, but... Say something.
Hello.
No. Holy Giacomodo, there's a dead moth there. Well, that's not going to help, is it?
Oh, the moths.
You're right, Barry Pickles. I'm just going to press 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. That sounds awful. Still there.
What on earth has been going on while you've been away? What on earth? What's happening here?
That's not what it looked... That is... I've just worn these shorts for like a week. It's yogurt.
And yet, Rich Twitch has subscribed with Twitch Prime.
Rich Twitch!
Thanks. Oh, something just happened in my ears.
Did it get better or worse?
Very loud. Very loud. How's that?
Well, is it still distorting, Catherine?
No, it sounds good. It's extremely loud, though.
That's fine. That's quieter now. This bloody thing.
How is it for you? Is that okay?
Forget
for
them!
No, I'm...
Hello. Well, that sounds better. Okay, so we know
Barry
there was
Pickles
a...
is obsessed with your filter being on your mic.
That's irrelevant, Barry. There we go, look. Oh, I found a pop filter for you if you want it.
I don't think I need one.
I don't think I do either. Okay, now is Catherine loud enough for you? Because this is going to be some show. Is Catherine loud enough for you?
You're going to want to hear everything I have to say today.
Catherine, so here we go. Look, this is the internet. A Upduck says yes. Jondan 1970 says no.
Someone's messing.
I would like our mods to maybe, says as friends, right? Kath is loud enough for me, says Barry Pickles, but you might not be a Kath fan.
Yeah, that might be shade that you're throwing there.
Daddy Bear Cub says it's fine. Magic Marcus says it's all fine. Matty Steve says, can you up Kath a tad? I can put a little bit of gain on her. So Kath is going to just count from 1 to 10 in French.
1, 2, 3, 4.
How's that?
5, 6, 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Is Kath Ian mother? No.
We're going to split the difference.
Are you cheeky swine? Yes.
And we're going to turn the light off. Have you found... What a start to the week. Thank you, Matty. Thank you, everybody. Have you found Bond? I know that some of you have found Bond. Have you found Bond, Catherine?
Yeah.
Go on.
Tiny, tiny, tiny Bond.
I've got to get him.
Just there.
Here we go. There we go. There
right
he is.
Right near Cher with a big hair.
Can't quite... It's so small, I can't make him bigger. Hello, he's behind Cher. Cher, I'd like to go.
No.
There, in the hair. Go on, you take this while I move Bond.
Hello, caller. Hello, Danny, what's going on with you? Thanks. We are prone to fannying around, I'm afraid.
Oh, hang on, they can't hear the caller. Hang on, because I've got to do that. Sorry. Right, now you can hear the caller. Yes, Danny, away you go.
Hello, you two. You're doing a fine job. Got a question for Kath. You were just speaking, counting in French.
Yes.
Now, in French, it goes under... count the numbers from 11 onwards.
11, 12, point... 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
This is why at some point does it go 10-6, 10-7, 10-8? Why don't they have individual numbers like 11, 12, 13, 14 do?
Well, you know that 13 is third and 10.
Okay. Well, that's why I've only got 11 and 12 then.
Just because. Why? Why question it? Just enjoy the sound. Just go with the
that'll
flow.
Do. You both sound fine, by the way.
Thanks.
Okay, now I need to add. Now, for some reason,
it's too hot.
So there's no. You can't hear. Can you hear us Right. When I go do a close up on Kath, can you hear her? Can you hear her?
No, now.
Yes. I can.
Shut up.
Nah.
Sorry.
It's good now. Okay. All right. Goodbye, Danny. Terrible goodbye. Start to
Dave
the
Bear has subscribed for 5 months and is showing his streak.
Here's the question.
For all to see.
Here's the question. The Greeks don't have a word for toes.
Mm.
They call them fingers of the feet. Kephali onigomata kethaktila tou podiou. Thaktila tou podiou. Fingers of the feet.
Yes.
And yes, that's right. I did have to go through head, shoulders, knees and toes in Greek to remember what it was. Kephali onigomata kethaktila tou podiou. The pronunciation is off, but it's better than any of you could do.
In Spanish is the same, dedos de pie, fingers of the feet.
There we go. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello.
No. No. Goodbye.
My little girls had the best names for the big toe.
Yes.
One called it the pig toe.
Yes.
Because it was the great big one. And one of them called, what was the baby toe?
Shark doo 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 baby shark doo 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 doo.
It was like, I can't remember what it was. Anyway, it was good. Alistair.
Oh, evening, chaps.
Hello.
And good evening, women, Gatford and Alistair. Okay. You are on the line together.
Gatford, we
can't hear you, mate. You've ballsed it up, so goodbye. Oh, I've hung both of them up.
Oh, what?
Right, let me call Alistair back. This is a terrible start to the week. Bit annoying, that.
Just a bit.
Hello.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Ewan. I called at the start of the year.
Hey, Ewan.
Ewan!
Hi, man.
Ewan! You know Ewan? Do you know Ewan?
Yes, of course I know.
Ewan!
Yeah. It's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you. How? Well, it's lovely to see you, man. Really lovely to see you. How the hell are you?
I'm good, thanks. Sorry, I can't see you on my...
Oh, let me click a button, Lisa, because we don't... It's, I have to... It's, here we go. Now you can see us sat in the dark.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hey. Yeah, it's lovely to speak to you guys again.
How you doing, Ewan?
I'm doing really, really well, thanks, man. Yeah,
I'm not going to ask you, because I know who you are, and I'm not going to ask anything that you... I'm going to let you reveal as much or as little. You don't have to reveal anything if you don't want, so I'm not going to ask you any leading questions. You tell us as much as you want to tell us.
I'm good, man. To be honest, I'm still quite nervous, so I'm fine with you filling in whatever you want to, if you need to. But so I called at the start of the year because I was struggling with my drink, and you and Catherine took my call, and you helped me out. You brought Alistair on, and you both taught me into getting to AA, and you also shared your number with me after the phone call.
Yep.
Which blew my mind and made me realise, wow, I really do need to give AA a shot to help me out. And then over the next couple months, or a few months really, I was going to AA, but I was struggling with it still. Like, I kept going back because I knew that was where I needed to be. I knew that I needed to, you know, get some real help with it and make a connection. And I was missing that in my life, but I couldn't commit to it properly. Like, I knew that I needed to get a sponsor to work through the steps, but the person that I'd been wanting to ask, I thought they'd just say no, so I just kept dragging my feet. So for a few months I kept sobering up and going back out drinking again and then sobering up. But then in May I stopped drinking, and I was just sick of it again, and so I sobered up, got a sponsor. They said yes, the person that I'd wanted to sponsor me, and since then I've been working the program, and this weekend I'm doing my step five, which is this week I'm doing my step four, where I write down all the resentments through my life and all the dark secrets that I thought I'd never tell anyone, and then on Saturday I'm going to be telling my sponsor all of them. So, and that feels like a big, huge step to do, but I think I really need it. Like, it's the way that I was drinking is kind of life and death, really. And I don't think it's over dramatic to say that. I'm really quite worried about this. Well, scared, because there are things that I thought I'm never going to tell anyone that. But when I just imagined actually telling my sponsor, I just thought, well, you've got to do it, man. You've got to do it. So it's happening. And yeah, a bit nervous, but things have been so much better the last couple of months, especially. Things have been brilliant. I got into university. I sobered up just in time for that because I was on this access to uni course, and at the start of the year when I went back to drinking, that kind of became a train wreck. But when I came out of the binge, I got all my my coursework in for it, and I got into uni. So I'm just really excited about that for the first time ever. I think I'm actually up for studying something, working at something. It's been great last. How long is it since May? It's 3 months, is it? Have I got that right? Yeah. So yeah, it's been brilliant. Yeah. And I've handed in my notice at work. I've been working as a cashier for the last 4 years or so. But I want to concentrate on studying. So it's quite a lot of things changing in the next over the last couple of months and in the next month or two. But it's brilliant, man. It's going really well. But I felt bad because I hadn't been in touch much for a while. And I've especially recently, I've been putting it off. But I'm so excited by you guys being on Twitch. Like, the show is just brilliant. I was so glad. The big reveal when Catherine came out a couple of weeks ago, I was punching the air. I did think that was naughty, but it was worth it. It's great. I was really punching the air a lot when that happened. I've been enjoying the show, but I thought I'd call in because it feels like things are changing. I'm really excited, and I've put a lot of work in, but it was, and I wanted to say this to both of you because I've thanked Ian already, but it's great to talk to you as well, Catherine. And I just, again, the show that you two did has been huge in me. Played a huge part in me bringing about a lot of change in my life, and I'm just really, really grateful. So thank you both again. It's lovely to meet you.
You've worked so hard. Thank you for getting in touch with us. I did wonder what happened.
Yeah,
it's good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm in pieces. It's so nice to see you looking so well, man, to hear you talking like that. I know we kind of chatted, we always WhatsApped because neither of us are particularly good on the phone. And we chatted a bit during the start of lockdown. And then kind of when I lost the job, I didn't reach out to you. And I think maybe you did. And I haven't spoken to you for ages. So hearing that you're getting it is, that's magic. Magic. Step five is a joy.
Yeah.
Step five is a joy once you've done it. Once you've done it. And for those who don't know, step four is you kind of write down, it's a very basic thing, you write down all of the bad stuff you did, all of the people that you treated terribly, you know, if you stole money, if you, you know, you cheated on someone, you all of that stuff, right? And then you go and share it with someone, and it can be sexual, it can be anything. And it's stuff that quite often we think we're never going to tell anyone, the deepest, darkest secrets. And then you go and tell someone. And the thing I found, and I'm just starting a step four again, the thing I found with the step five is my sponsor went, yeah, well, I did that, but then I did this. And there was all going, oh, I've never done that, but I'm sorry that you had to go through that. And I came out skipping. You know, almost literally, because all this stuff I thought I would carry to my grave, I had told another person, they hadn't gasped, they hadn't looked at me in disgust, they hadn't called the police, they went, yeah, I did that, oh, I'm really sorry you had to carry that around for so long. That was it. There's no judgment. It's beautiful.
The point is that shame can't survive in the light, can it?
It's beautiful, yeah. And it's the one everyone's scared of in the fellowship, and it's the best, man.
Yeah, in the build-up to my sponsor and I talking about it, I hadn't really been thinking about the steps, because I just thought, look, that's for the future. Just concentrate on what you're doing right now. And he was really keen to go slowly and make sure I had a firm grasp of the first step, which is admitting powerlessness over alcohol, which was great for me because I'd known that I couldn't stop drinking whenever I start for years. But I've not just admitted it, I've accepted it now. And that's been really freeing, actually. That's been really great over the last several weeks. But when we finally came to talk, like set a date to do step four and then do the step five together, it was just whilst I was talking to him, I imagined actually coming out with everything that I thought I'd never tell anyone else. And just imagining it, I felt so amazing about it. I thought, well, it's got to happen. I've got to do it honestly, like, because other people have said that, you know, they've done it, but they've left stuff out or something like that. And I just know I can't do that. So I just immediately knew after a while of thinking, oh, I can't do that step properly. But if I don't do that, other people have said, you're not going to carry on with the rest of the program properly. And then I thought, well, all right, just hang on. You'll cross that bridge when you come to it. But once it finally came to talking about doing it, I just realized, yeah, I do need to be honest. I need to do it, which is huge for me. And I am still quite nervous, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think that's going to be a big part in helping get things on track and staying on track. So yeah, looking forward to it. But
can I just share one message in the chat from Arctic Snowball? And this is the circle. This is the circle of recovery. Arctic Snowball says, as an alcoholic, this is so inspirational. So you're story is, you know, is that we had Alistair, and Alistair kind of inspired you, and now you're inspiring people, and that's the way it goes. This stuff is contagious. This recovery is contagious, and you're infecting people just by sharing it. So thank you. So lovely to see you, man.
Yeah. Well, thank you, and I'm thrilled that you got the show on Twitch. I'm enjoying it so much. So it's great to talk to you guys again.
We'll speak again soon, you.
Yeah, thank
you,
mate. Care, guys.
What a joy! We just made my year.
I'm in pieces. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. He's come so far. He's come so far. I wouldn't have recognised him.
I've got a new toy. I've got a Stream Deck, which AlphaSync very kindly sent me, and it's buttons. And it means that I can do this. Crying. Kath can do that. Happy. It also means I can play ads, which I have to do. We've got a new sponsor tonight, so we'll do those in a bit. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. Can you let me know, are there ads? Now, that should have fired off. Let me just go and check. I wonder if I can check here.
Isn't it funny, though? Assuming it's worked, technology, isn't it great now?
Well, it may not have worked, in which case it's rubbish. But I think technology really is great. No, I don't think it's worked.
There's an ad now. It says Rain Cloud Puffs.
Yeah, got ads. Okay. All right, beautiful.
Some people won't, and it depends where you are sometimes.
Yeah.
Don't feel left out. You'll get yours.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, Rain Cloud Puffs.
Hey!
Hi!
You're a lady!
How are you guys?
Very, very well. How are you doing?
I remember you.
Oh, it's you! Hello, hello, hello!
I had to call in and say thank you and apologize for my mispronunciation.
Americans always call me Lane.
Yeah.
And I, even if I do it in lowercase, so I am so used to it. When I'm in America, I am Lane.
But also, our followers know that. So every time we speak to an American, they go, yeah, his name is Lane Lee.
How are you doing? This is one of our raidees, guys.
Yeah.
You stick around at the end of the show. We go and find someone who we think looks interesting and nice and hasn't got many viewers. And we just kind of invite you to go and sit with them for a bit. And Thursday, yeah. I think.
No.
You were sparking up a
doobie.
A big old pipe there. Where were you? Because that was, you were by a lake. That looked amazing.
Yeah, so we live right by Seattle, so it's about an hour away. It's like a lake just with a couple cabins on it. So it's pretty nice to get away for a little bit.
Isn't,
and it
like
was
bliss.
A partner's birthday, so he wanted to go to the lake.
Ian was saying, I want to go there.
Yo,
now that is the middle of nowhere.
It looks just great. Looks stunning, man. It looks so peaceful. How, by the way, can we get a shout out in the chat?
You've got to do it in that voice, have you?
You've got to do it in that voice, and then someone, one of the mods will post the link in the, can we get a shout out in the chat? So you were just chatting there, but how often do you stream?
So I stream every day, Monday through Friday. 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay, so we are 8 hours ahead of you, so that is whatever that is.
Something ridiculous.
And what kind of stuff do you stream? Do you stream?
So we do games, and then I do a lot of my art stuff. So I do transfers and fine art printing. So I do gallery shows when there's not a major pandemic. But that's why I found Twitch, was because my shows were getting canceled and I wanted to find a way to talk about my work with other people. And I had no idea on the community that was on Twitch. So I'm on 6 weeks now and I've loved every second of it so far.
Every second of it, because Twitch is the internet.
Yeah, it's still a little bit the Wild West, isn't it?
The internet can be a little bit nasty, especially for women, yeah. I've heard.
Oh, yes. If that's what you need to do with your day and let your problems out, saying some mean comments on the internet, there's a lot worse things you can do. So I try not to read those ones. And
good.
Parts of the community are great. So
good. We've got... We've got someone's put your link up. Thank you, Gatford.
Thank you, guys.
Because we send people and within our people, 500, 600, 700, 800 people that are watching, there's going to be some idiots. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that they kind of come into people's chat and, you know, that's embarrassing for us. And
no,
we're trying to spread love.
Everyone was lovely, so I appreciate it.
Good.
Okay.
Good to hear.
All right, then. So are you on later on tonight?
Oh, yes, I'll be on tonight.
And what are you doing? You playing Fall Guys like everybody else?
No, I'm not. I want to try it. It looks like fun.
It's really fun.
It's wicked.
Be doing photo transfers onto metal tonight, or maybe wood. We'll see how the night goes.
This is why I love Twitch, right? This is why I love Twitch, because you're doing photo transfers onto metal. That sounds amazing, right? Where could you see that live? You can find some videos on YouTube, but where are you going to see that live? And we found, I found a while ago, this classical guitarist who was streaming his practice rehearsals. And all of this stuff, these creative people, and you're right, particularly since the pandemic, they've got to find another outlet. So, you know, it's horrendous and people are losing money, but the creative people are going onto Twitch and new people are finding kind of stuff.
I think I need to watch your stream because I've lost my arty mojo. I was painting a lot for the first bit of the pandemic, but I don't know, I just can't concentrate. And before I was feeling like, oh, I know what I'm going to paint next. I know exactly where I'm going. It's just gone.
Yeah, that goes through, but just keep painting. You'll find something again.
I might have another go tomorrow.
Gatford is going to be demodded. We're having to clear out of the mods. He posted a link to the wrong person. I'm not even saying the other person's name. Matty is going to be promoted for
spotting the error.
Rain Cloud Puffs link in the chat. Go and click on it. Go and click follow. And if you enjoy it, do you know what? I don't even mind if you give our Amazon subscription over to Rain Cloud. You know, it's as long as you're supporting someone within the community, that's what it's all about.
I really appreciate it. I've never had a raid like that before, so it was very interesting, and I appreciate it.
That's what we're trying to do, is spread a little bit of love in a time when there ain't much love going on. It's so nice to meet you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much again. I really appreciate it. I'll be definitely tuning in to more shows. I love it.
We'll come and see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey,
all these people are lovely. And here's the thing I've noticed. The number of people we've raided who've called up the next day to say thank you. And they're not calling up to do a plug. They're not calling up. They're just calling up to say, oh, that was wicked, thanks. Well, that seems to be the pattern.
Here's my theory, is that, you know, she's been talking to maybe five. Oh, I can't remember how many there were, but certainly not.
No more than five.
Not more than five people. Forgive me if I'm wrong, Rain. But it can be a bit lonely sitting there talking to yourself. And the feeling that someone's kind of reached out to you in that way and lifted you up a bit, I imagine that it's quite nice.
I love it. And we had one of the raids last week. I know a few snarky people went in and someone said, well, maybe you need to be a bit more careful about the raids. And if you could have your mods in there, or if you could if you could warn the person in advance and make sure. And I did think, oh, maybe it's just too much of a hassle. But no, it's beautiful. Not as beautiful as this guy. It's John Dredge. I'm going to get a picture of Dredge while you talk to him, and we'll put it up so people can see who we're dealing with here.
Mr. Dredge.
What do you mean dealing with? That makes it sound really difficult.
What is it this time, Dredge?
What do you mean, what is it this time? That makes it sound like last time was terrible.
This is how you deal with someone, isn't it?
I mean, this time is going to be terrible. But, you know, there's no need to point it out.
How you doing? You're right.
Yeah, good. I'm listening to you as if it's radio.
This is the new thing we need to try and sell, is that you can do this.
Does it work?
I put a magazine over the laptop screen. Okay. And now I'm listening to it as if it's radio, I prefer it.
Yeah, no, and you're right. It just dawned on me, I don't think people know that they can do that. So
I know.
I saw
that on your Twitter feed and I thought, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so I'm gonna plug it as that, I think. Hang on a minute. I'm just trying to... Where would I... Oh, he's up there. Come here.
That's what he looks like.
There we go. There's Dredge.
There or thereabouts.
I'm not even watching this, so it better be night.
It's very, very handsome shot.
Why would it not go in there? Hang on. I'm trying to... there. Goes there. There we go.
Brilliant. Yeah. Actually, that's really cool.
There we go. We've got Dredge.
That's great.
Dredge has called in.
Because I am a cartoon.
He's disappeared. Where's he gone? Oh, he's gone right down there.
Gosh, what on earth is going on?
There we go. There's Dredge.
This is it. This is like modern technology at its best.
Well, yeah.
Talking of which, actually, I've got a question about social media for you.
Stop
what
laughing
are you
at
laughing
him.
At?
He's massive and he looks really grumpy.
I've never seen you look grumpy like that, Dredge.
That is... that is accurate.
Yeah.
Go on.
This is a live video link to Dredge's actual face.
Mm-hmm. He's got a serious question about social media.
Okay, away you go.
Let's hear it.
Here we go. Serious, grumpy question. Yeah, so, right, I know Instagram is photos, Twitter is this useful thing. It can be horrible, but it's useful. Mm-hmm. Facebook is just sort of there.
Yeah.
What is TikTok?
That's a lot of fun.
Oh, TikTok.
It is a lot of fun. It is so much fun. I discovered TikTok.
Just leave it there.
You were the one.
I thought let's get up to date, right? Just as President Trump announces he's going to close it, I thought let's announce.
It made you go.
I want some.
This must be excellent.
We've got 81 followers on our TikTok channel. This latest one is my 8-year-old. I can't. That's my kid's voice, and I'm miming to that. I'm saying that's kind of toxic. Then he's singing. And I'm miming to his laugh. That laugh is happening live, but I know his laugh so well I can mime it. And that has had 215 views. That's what TikTok is, Dredge. It's the most fun
actually,
you can have.
I think that you could be great on TikTok, Dredge.
So, what is it? You have 5 or 10 seconds to do something daft. Is that what it is?
You've got 15 to 30 seconds. To 60 seconds, I think you can have.
Everybody will be famous for 15 seconds.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what the man said.
That's, won't you listen to what the man says?
So you can go on there and be silly, and then people look at it, and that's what it is.
It's just daft.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cleared
that.
So
you can manage that.
It's got built-in effects, so you can put effects on your voice and videos. It's really, really good fun. It's really, really good fun.
I phoned up, like, my 8-year-old nephew the other day, and I was just going to have a brief chat, you know, how are you doing, you all right? And then suddenly he turned into a werewolf.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And there were all these, like, incredibly advanced effects.
Well, he probably would have, I can explain what happened there, what he was doing there, is probably he got bitten by a werewolf,
yeah.
And then what that does is that gets into his bloodstream, and then he's infected. He's a lycanthrope. So,
okay. It wasn't the effects. It wasn't the effects on his face.
No. He's actually a werewolf, or as Americans say, a werewolf.
Do I need to call anybody about that?
Ghostbusters.
No.
Okay. Okay. Are they on Twitch?
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, are you enjoying the hot weather?
No.
Go away, weirdo.
I don't enjoy being sweaty at all.
No. Well.
What?
No, so some more ads. I'm just... Can you tell me... Have some more ads just fired through, please? Have some more ads.
Stop clicking.
Just killed a mosquito.
Yeah, and stained your ceiling.
No, I haven't. It's a mosquito.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, then we know it's working. Then we know it is working. It's working.
I suspect Raimi's just saying yes to make us carry on.
Yeah, she's sparking up a big old doo-doo. A doo-doo. Ooh.
Sorry, everyone, about that.
Alistair, when you called in and we tried to put you on with Gatford, and then I cut you off, did you end up chatting to Gatford off air?
Yeah, I did.
How funny is that? I didn't know. I thought I'd knackered everything up. And I hadn't. I put you two into a private chat.
You did. And we had a good chat about diabetes.
Oh! How's it going with yours? Because you were just recently diagnosed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, kind of. I thought I was sort of getting used to it more with the new medicine. And then the reason for this phone call... I woke up with a streaming cold and a cough.
Oh.
And I panicked. I thought, oh no, that's not COVID, is it? And I've got diabetes. Shit. Sorry for swearing.
You will be.
So I ordered a test online.
Yeah.
Now, am I right in thinking that you ordered a test online?
Yep.
You ordered a test?
Yep.
How long did it take for you to get your results, can I ask?
They messed mine up, so I got angry with them and got a refund.
All right.
Was yours the blood test?
Do you know, I'm not sure what I've ordered. I went on the website and...
The website?
It's not the... I don't think it's the antibody test or anything like that. So I'm not quite sure, but... yeah, so I'll. I don't know. I suppose.
Did you pay for it?
No, it's free.
Okay. From what? From the NHS?
From the NHS, yeah.
I'll probably be right. It'd be a bit.
Yeah.
Might not. I don't know what it'll be, but if it's from the NHS, it's fine. I got my mine privately, and they screwed it up, and I kicked off. And can we time out Matt Kite, please? And you see what they say. Don't panic. See what they say.
Yeah, well, it helped. I went to a meeting tonight because I could get some of that sort of emotion out. But actually, when I came off the phone, was that you or not?
Yes, mate.
Oh, that's brilliant, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Absolutely superb.
You're allowed to feel a little bit of pride about that.
Well,
He mentioned that you'd made a difference.
You're allowed to feel a little bit of pride. Don't wallow in it, but you're allowed to feel, you know, that out of your... I'm going to use a word that some people might find a bit heavy, but you'll get it. Out of your misery, right, you've now inspired someone else to come out of their misery. So your pain is paying off. Honestly, sobriety is infectious. It's really infectious.
Yeah, it's right. It's great. It's absolutely brilliant. And I just love Alcoholics Anonymous, and it's absolutely brilliant. I know you've been away. I don't suppose you've been getting to many meetings.
Well,
I know you're busy.
I've got a meeting tomorrow, my home group tomorrow, and then I'm going to start my step four. I've changed sponsors, and that's all good, all groovy. My previous sponsor apologised for not being there for me, and you know, it's all good. Let's do it. Let's do this. I experienced this weekend, Alistair, the joys of being sober and clear-headed and present. I got to hang out with my two beautiful boys, and we laughed. So much, man. And that is all because I don't take drugs or drink anymore.
Do you remember in the early days, and it was all about just finding something that sparked joy, just every now and again, just looking for something that did it? Well, you had like kind of non-stop this weekend, didn't you?
This week I'm exhausted from joy. I'm going to go and watch Love Story. I'm going to watch Brief Encounter. I'm going to watch Champion, the story about Bob Champion, the jockey starring John Hurt against cancer. Because I need misery in my life. I've had too much. I feel guilty. I've had too much joy.
Can I ask, am I allowed to ask which part of the country generally you went to?
I can tell you, we went via Airbnb. We stayed in a place called Shoreham-on-Sea, which is about 15 minutes one way from Brighton, 15 minutes the other way from Worthing, and we'd rented a houseboat, right? And and so it's a big boat that had been converted basically into two apartments. It was huge, and we only had half the boat. It was huge, right? And we had bunk beds, and we had two double beds, and we had a bit of the deck to go out, a huge kitchen. It was amazing. There were nudie self-portraits on the wall because I think the people were hippies. Beautiful.
What more could you want?
Beautiful. So we went there, and it was absolutely stunning, right? Absolutely stunning. And we had a great time. And we went to Brighton a few times. Now, where it wasn't so good was in Brighton, because there's been a lot of talk about it, the black and ethnic minority and Asians and all of this, that not being able... I was trying to avoid saying BAME, and I realised there is, you know... Anyway, there's been a lot of talk about the BAME community being responsible for some places being locked down, particularly in the Northwest, because they won't abide by social distancing and they don't wear masks, right? I was in Brighton. It was disgusting the amount of crowds there were, 90% white. And that's me. I would go as far as saying 95% white, but 90% white, right? People in these little narrow streets, all crowding in. Me and my eldest worked out, we estimate it's probably about 30 to 40% of people were wearing masks. I was wearing my mask when I was out, and I saw it, and I was really prepared to just go back to the boat, because we booked some activities, but I deliberately booked... I booked it a while ago. I had no intention of going to the beach, and certainly didn't know it was going to be a heat wave. But we booked... some like pottery painting. We booked a powerboat ride, an adventure room, mini golf, and a treasure hunt. And we cancelled the treasure hunt because it was just too crowded. And the pottery painting, we had to book in advance. We were the only people there. We had the whole place to ourselves. But the streets of Brighton were heaving. And people just walking everywhere, walking into each other. And so I was taking all these little sort of side streets and back streets and going the long way round to avoid all these flipping idiots. I went to Starbucks,
really.
I went to Starbucks, and the guy in Starbucks offered me a pen and a form, like a survey. And he stood there, and he's offering it to me. And I went, Michael, I said, oh, I'm not going to take that. Sorry. Yeah, I'm not going to touch anything. Oh, Oh, okay, right, sure. He's offering me a pen and paper to do a survey. It was awful, Alistair. It was awful. And I had a really good chat with my boys. I said, look, you might think I'm being a little bit oversensitive. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm being overcautious, but we don't know exactly how bad this thing is. And so I'm going to wear my mask and I'm not, you know, and they were cool with it. But it was awful. It was awful. The crowd, second wave incoming, or first wave just bouncing back up, because no one gave a stuff.
Well, you're a good role model to your kids, I think.
Or I'm a nervous ninny. I don't know, but we don't know yet.
Fair both.
So I'm going to be a nervous ninny, and, you know, oh, it was incredible. Just these people just walking into each other as though nothing had happened.
Now, I know
white people.
Brighton's always been kind of free and easy, got a laid back attitude, all that stuff, but come on, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the photos that you sent.
Oh, Gav says.
Is it the lanes? Is that what it's called?
The lanes, yeah.
Little tiny sort of side streets, and they'd still put people out there drinking. It was as if nothing had ever happened.
Now, Gav says, wasn't the survey to give your details in case you needed to be traced? That's a good point. I don't know. I didn't see him offer it to anybody else. And we did try and go into Nando's. I mean, I was really kind of lowering my sights a bit. And we went to Nando's and you had to scan a QR code that then registered you for the track and trace. We didn't stay in the end because it was just too hot. But I don't think this pen and paper thing was the survey.
But I know in other places where they need a pen and paper survey for signing in and stuff. And yes, some people, when you go to a pub or a restaurant, the pubs are keeping track of people who will allow themselves, because apparently not everyone will write their names down and stuff.
Even though
it's kind of in your interest, isn't it? But anyway, they have a pot of pens that are brand new, and where you put it when you finish, then they get binned. And I know it's terrible waste, but you can't take the risk these days.
And we went to mini golf, which was brilliant, and they really lowered the numbers of people. You had to pre-book, and you had to wait for the team that they'd let someone in. It wasn't that busy at all, actually. And we had to wait a few minutes for that people to go ahead, and they said, look, try and keep a hole between you. Don't go any further. So we took our time and we used our clubs once, and then we put them in a bin and they would go off and be cleaned. And, you know, there was the adventure escape room, they cut in half the number of teams that were going in, and they cleaned everything, and we had to wear a mask when we were outside of the room and all of this. And who knows, maybe that was me taking a risk as well, doing some of that stuff. I was very nervous. We went to Five Guys because there was no one in there.
There was no guys.
No guys. But it was, and we saw Wagamamas. My youngest loves Wagamamas, and I said, I'm really sorry, dude. I just don't feel safe going in there. Oh, they do takeaway. Let me order a takeaway. I'll book it now, and we'll go and get it later. And the woman on the door was saying, why don't you guys come in? Or the boys were in the car. She said, why don't you come in? I said, I don't feel safe. She said, I get it. She said, look, we've got barriers between the things, and we've cut them, and we clean after everyone, but I get it. I just don't feel safe at all, man. But that's where I went, Alistair, and had the time of my flipping life.
Excellent. Great. Well, nice talking. Talk to you, mate.
Take care, Alistair.
Tutty bye. Hey, listen, we have got some great sponsors.
We've got a full house.
We have got... What does that mean, Catherine?
We only ever take on four, and we've got all four slots filled this week.
So we can't have no more this week. But if you're interested in possibly being one of our sponsors for a future date, the things are coming to an end, and we've got room for... We'll have room for a few more other points. This is our new sponsor. Andrew has been in touch from Also Print Limited, alsoprint.com. If you want to go and check him out. What I like about this family business, the Also, Andrew, Lisa, Samuel, Oliver.
Beautiful.
I like that.
That's the whole lot.
I like that. Family run business. It's a printer's. Listen, if you want like a thing that says happy birthday, happy 60th birthday, Nana, please don't bother Andrew at Also Print. That's not what he's into. But there's a lot of security stuff, scratch cards.
Yeah.
So tempted to get some TLNA scratch cards.
Hold your horses. That'll come. I'm sure of it.
So tempted, Andrew.
Scratch cards, holograms, personalisation.
So if you've got like tickets and you know, not a lot of live stuff happening, but shows are getting booked in for next year. And if you need holograms on there, Andrew is your man.
Yeah. Business and leisure, they can do tickets, they can do brochures, they can do your pads, they can do clothing, any branding and marketing ideas, talk to Also Print.
A lot of COVID stuff as well. So if your business needs, you know, the 2 meter signs, stay well back, you know, all of that stuff, they can do all of that. So Andrew, thank you. Also print.com. We'll tell you a little bit more about him a bit later on. We've got a full house, as we said.
Gregorian Emerson, Family Law. glaw.co.uk. So you'll know that Richard Gregorian is one of our most avid listeners and now viewers.
He's a little bit creepy. His fanhood is weird.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's just passionate about TLNA, and we're grateful for it.
Well done.
He can help you out at the time of your life, which is bloody difficult. Yep. So divorce, you see on TV with the solicitors making it more difficult, going for the ex, trying to get as much money out of them as possible and not particularly caring about what's left behind. Richard and his team will be looking at the whole picture. So they look at you. They're trying to find a way that to get through a really tricky time, but so that the family is put through as little as possible. They will not pit you against your ex. They will not get involved in the sort of he said, she said. They will look at the whole picture. So they're not just looking at sort of financial arrangements. They want to make sure you're all right in yourself. So that's Gregorian Emerson. Oh God, here we go. It's sponsor time. We're all feeling fine with the sponsor time. It's sponsor time. I mean, yeah.
Poseidon Safety Management, Devon and Cornwall, is a whole lot safer because of Nick and Zeus and the rest of the team. They are the it's too hot, isn't it?
It's too hot.
They are the largest suppliers of guard dogs in the two counties. They're the only authorised installer of Raider Vision. This is a security system. Doesn't need any power, no internet, nothing like that.
You can stick it in a field.
You can stick it up your bum. They are a real human touch. You can give them a call. The numbers are there. Give them a call and just have a chat, particularly if you're in Devon and Cornwall. You phone up if you're lonely, I suppose. But Nick's probably got better things to do. Every night they have dedicated, hardworking, professional teams who are human people. They're not thugs. They're out patrolling businesses, responding to burglar alarms, and above all, helping to work for a safer Devon and Cornwall. Bob the Cat. Somers Way Solutions. Catherine, talk to me.
Somers Way Solutions. Another family business. And as some wag pointed out last week, oh, yeah, so what? You say it like it's a good thing. What about the Murdochs? Okay, these are not the Murdochs.
Could be.
I don't know. James and Mark, the Murdochs of Waste. I don't think we're going there. Anyway, Somers Waste Solutions, they can sort out your waste solution regardless of whether you are a big business or a one-man band, basically, or a one-woman band.
What I'm liking, right, is I've noticed all the businesses are, like, tweeting each other now. Have you seen that?
It's a little gang.
Like, primarily ganging up against Barry from Watford, which is totally the way to go. Somers Waste Solutions, they can save your company money and they can probably make your company a whole lot greener. It's well worth checking out. There's Bob the Cat, if you are there.
Now he's the Rupert Murdoch of the organisation.
It is too hot. Both out of sync. What is out of sync, Window Gems? Were we out of sync then? We have got testimonials. We'll do the testimonials in the next hour. Were we out of sync? And if... Right. Window Gems is so... going to get a timeout. Nice. Window Gems, explain yourself. Explain yourself. Explain yourself. Explain yourself. Explain yourself, Window Gems, right now.
Oh, I was out first.
Then me. I'm not losing one more button. I just work, no.
CJ, you've
been out of sync for most of the night. I think that's... Well, then...
Perhaps it's you.
Not out of sync. They could have a Bluetooth headphone or speaker that has a delay. No. In sync on mine, but Ian's mic sounds echoey compared to everyone else. You've been out of sync for the whole show.
Hmm.
What? I think you guys need to switch off and on again. That is what I think. Yes. Yes, I think that's exactly... Isn't this great?
I think so, unless he's knocking us out of sync every time.
No, this is what we got. Look, this is what we got. Look, and we've got little pictures of me and Kath. You can't see it. Kath, hide your face so this focuses. Hang on a minute. Look, we've got little pictures Hang on. Oh, I just took a picture.
Why?
I can't do it.
Oh, anyway, it's too hot for this caper.
We've got little pictures of me and Kath to know where the...
We know who's who.
We know what's what. We know what we're doing. Perfect. Yeah, they are talking mints. It sounds okay. It is too hot.
It's too hot for this caper.
What does this button do?
Oh,
it's taking me to... Oh, it's taking me to a website. Get rid of that button at some point.
Somewhere in a basement in El Gato, there is someone going... Someone's hit the bat.
Yeah, El Gato's signal. Not... El Gato's not a place, Catherine.
Now how do you know?
Dredge is our wallpaper. It really annoyed me, these people not wearing masks and just walking around and bumping into each other.
Mm-hmm.
It was disgusting. It was disgusting. Hey, we went to Go Ape today on the way home.
Were they all youngsters?
Nope.
Hmm.
They were nearly all white.
Hmm.
And I keep saying that just because. Would a fan ruin the vibe? I've ordered a fan. It's coming on Wednesday.
You can sample our vibe with the fan.
And then it's going to be a thunderstorm on Thursday. So that was a waste of money.
No, it'll come again. Gary.
Ooh, it's too hot.
It is too hot.
Stop stealing my patter.
Well, all right. Sorry. Well, oh, I can see you now.
I tried to trim my beard today. I had it set on a 4.
I came here and I went to the loo.
Yep.
And it looked like there'd been some kind of beard explosion up there.
Which loo did you go to?
Upstairs.
The big one?
Or yeah, the nice one. The one that you clean. The one
that was. I did my beard in the ensuite. That wasn't my beard.
Oh, God.
Yep. So I was just going to, because I was enjoying having a bushy beard, right? And I thought, I'm going to, even though it's hot, I'm going to grow it. And then I was clipping it on 4, and then the clipper went to 1.
Oof.
And it was a whoosh. So I've had to clip it on 2. So the beard is a lot shorter than I would have liked.
That happened to me. I mistakenly did it and went a bit short and had to take pretty much the whole beard off.
Well, I thought you were going for the tash look. Someone just said that in the chat. Clayton says, I thought you were going for the
stash.
Stash only.
This thing called hospital happened.
You lost another toe, man.
You can no longer call me a nine-toed freak.
Oh. Well, I can.
No, you can't, because I don't have 9.
That makes... Well, I can still call you it. Well, yeah, I can call you a nice guy. It doesn't have to be factually correct.
Good point. In hospital, although I did inquire about whether I could get a shave, it was low priority.
Yeah, I'm guessing. So I'm guessing there's other things to do.
So for those that don't know, Gatford, what, 18 months ago lost a big toe?
Oh, no, it was longer than that. It was about 3 years ago now.
Was it? Well, they've got terrible grasp of time. And then you had another one. What happened?
Basically, although my diabetes is much better controlled now than it was back then, I've got a thing called neuropathy, which means I don't feel anything when something happens in my feet because of the diabetes.
Kath's got neuropathy of the soul.
Yes, that happens all the time. But what happened was I got a nasty infection in my big toe and I didn't feel it. So it went a couple of days and then I noticed it. And by then it was too... Well, we did a week's worth of antibiotics. We tried, but the surgeon came around and he said, I've never seen a toe like that recover. So I went, okay. And it wasn't easy, but I said, do it. And the exciting thing was, I had it under local.
Oh, no. What? Oi. Did you hear it go?
No, I didn't. No. I'd never been in an operating theatre in my life, conscious. The other times when I went in, I was under general. So this time when they said you could have it under the local and there'd be less recovery time and all that, I was like, okay. And it was really, really weird. But the anesthesiologist talked me through it. And just like, and one of the student nurses put some music on. Stevie Wonder's Second Worst Song was playing whilst I was having my toe cut off.
So the worst one is I Just Called to Say I Love You. Second one is the birth of them. Isn't she lovely?
That's not awful. That's beautiful.
No, it's a terrible song with great harmonica solos. It's not, well, it's his second worst song. It's still better than a lot of people's. But, so that's playing in the background. So the anesthesiologist is talking to me. I've got the screen up because I'm too much of a scaredy cat to watch. And she just suddenly goes, oh, yeah, and they've taken the toe. And I'm like, what? I was waiting for like a click or a, as you say, a noise.
Yeah.
And they just, what? And I've had no painkillers since the surgery. I'm back home. I'm going back to work tomorrow from home. And it's
you're going back to work tomorrow.
From home.
So you're not going back to work. You're not going back to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I work in my kitchen, so that's work, isn't it?
Listen, bottling your own fecal matter to sell online is not a job.
This is a Rabbit Hole production.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.